summertime is still fun time, and your family fun headquarters is Waterville, USA, with the Gulf Coast's largest lineup of amusement park and water park attractions, including miles of water slides, a lazy river, the wave pool, flow rider, shrimp boat village, Wawa World, and more. We are welcoming guests with social distancing policies and additional safety protocols throughout the parks to make sure everyone has a great experience. Visit Waterville, USA today, 906 Gulf Shores Parkway, watervilleusa.com.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is June 5th, 2020, a full moon. So what I thought we would do tonight is do a lot of chants. And, you know, while I'm talking, go on UPRN channel on Facebook, and I posted a copy of all the chants so you can follow with me or not. But guys, yeah, we're going through a quantum leap right now, and I hope everybody's recognizing it. And, you know, I have to put a shout out to you and everybody in every country that is going out and standing up for light. And this is what's happening. You know, with all the energy work we've been doing, whoa. This is what's happening. Now, I'm really sorry about the looting that's happening in the United States, but you guys, I hate to say it, and this is just an observation, okay? If it wasn't for that, the governments wouldn't be paying attention, the states, the mayors, they wouldn't be paying attention. And I look at it as police blowback because it's the police that are breaking the windows and burning and looting. I mean, not looting, but they are breaking stuff and they're getting caught. You know, trying to blame the rioters and they're getting caught. So we're seeing the masses, and how much work have we done asking for the walking zombies to awaken? And we're seeing the masses come out, especially, you know, let me talk about the United States, because boy, we have some zombies there, don't we? So the masses are coming out, and they're coming out for light, and they're protesting in the right way. You know, and in some cities, they're cleaning up the mess that the looters made. And people are standing up and they're standing firm. And this is where people are saying, you know, we're done with the police brutality. We're not doing this anymore. You know, we've had quantum shifts throughout our lifetimes. I don't know about yours, but mine, I'm 67. And, you know, look way back when nobody cared about the world, the earth, and they would throw litter down and it was like cigarette butts and all that crap. And then people became conscious, most people. And, you know, now you people aren't doing that like they used to. And then the women woke up and said, we're not taking it anymore. This is not acceptable. And that was another shift. And now we're going through another one that demands accountability from the police. You know, this is enlightenment in action. And, you know, you can even kind of relate it to the strikes that people had and when they had unions. And the only way they could make change was doing strikes, and their strikes were peaceful until the owners sent the police in and did this. But they held their ground and they made change. So the greater the disruption, the greater the growth. But again, I am seeing people going out to the streets in protests. And then I've seen mayors saying, oh, we got a curfew. And the people going, fuck you, we're not leaving. What are you going to do? There's a lot of us here. And then the government, some of the mayors back down. I'm like, okay, no curfew. You know, the protesters, you know, we're peaceful. And some of the mayors listened. And these cops are absolutely my God, they are showing us exactly where they are, and they have for a long time. But this is really blatant, and they are getting caught. And they're getting, some of them are getting their funds taken away. And they're losing their jobs. And I must say, I don't know if you've seen the video where the police pushed down a 75-year-old man, tried to lie about it and say he tripped and fell backward. Yeah, because you pushed him. And the only reason why they got caught was somebody else videotaped it, else they would have lied their way out of it. And the rest of those police officers walked on by, like that old man lying there with blood pouring out of his head was nothing, because they had to go after peaceful protesters. So two of those police officers were immediately removed from their posts without pay. And so what did the other 57 police officers do? They resigned that particular post in protest, because the other two officers were only doing their job. And I say to those officers, fuck you. Yeah, how's that? You don't deserve to be on the police force at all. None of you, that you can walk past an old man bleeding because of something you did. And I read something today that, you know, if we want change in the police department, we need to change their name and stop saying police force. And maybe say police service, because that's what they're there for, to serve and protect the people. So I'm grateful people are coming out, and we're going to give them energy and keep giving them energy. And for those of you that are listening that have gone out and stood up, thank you. Thank you. You are raising the energy of the planet in more ways. Today I saw, God, bringing tears to my eyes, doctors and nurses come out to stand with the protesters and take a knee for this man that was killed. Well, think about it. Who, if not the doctors and the nurses in the hospitals, has to take care of the police brutality more than the nurses and the doctors? Sorry. So to have them come out and show support, and I have to say, I have to give kudos to the mayor of Washington, D.C., who really stood up against Trump and painted Black Lives Matter in bold yellow letters that you can see from an airplane. So Trump and everyone in the White House has to see it, and then renamed that street Black Lives Matter. That was brilliant. Wow, sorry, I'm getting a little overwhelmed, having a human moment. So guys, light is coming forward, truth is coming out, and we need to keep the energy going. So today we are going to chant enlightenment and anchor it to everything, from the Nazis to Trump, to enlightened beings, to our family. Oh, yeah, this is the full moon. The earth is quantum leaping, and we are snowballing, guys. So let's keep it going. And, you know, if you really like this and like the chanting, then go back into the archives and listen to it and do it again and again. This is what we are going to do on the 4th of July. For Light Revolution 2020. We're going to come together and again do chants and anchor enlightenment. You know, we can't do this enough. If you know of any groups doing prayers or meditation or enlightenment work, join them, give them your energy. You know, we don't know what the 100th monkey is going to be that's going to help us really tip far into enlightenment. And when that happens, everything else falls into place. When everyone is connected with the Creator, everything falls into place because they are awakened spiritual beings that know better their hurt or harm. And if you're doing a peace protest, they're going to go, oh, hell yeah, we're there. And they're going to join you. Enlightenment is the goal. Peace and everything else is a byproduct. Yet, you have to do not only the groundwork, but you have to do the spiritual and the energy work to help them. We're the magicians. And if it's not us doing it, who is it going to be, guys? And God, if not now, when do you want to do it? I'd rather quantum leap the world into enlightenment, get through this shit, and then start cleaning the planet up, which will be joyful. And actually, it's already started cleaning up. You know, we haven't been able to go anywhere or do anything or really fly or want to fly. So we have clean this water and sky and ocean that, you know, I've seen in a long time. So just a little thing about the mask, wear the mask wisely. You know, if you're out in the fresh air and nobody's around, don't wear it. Breathe the air. If you're in your car, don't wear the mask. Breathe the air. You are in your car. You are protected, for God's sake. You're not going to give anything to anyone nor get it. And remember, if you wear the mask too much, you are starting to breathe carbon dioxide, which lowers your immune system. And when your brain doesn't get enough oxygen to the brain, that's when people get cranky and angry. So breathe, guys. You know, if you got to go into a store, wear a mask, fine. Wear the mask. But remember, take it off and breathe as much as you can. And, you know, makes me feel better. And when people come into my store and they're wearing the mask and I just look at them and I go, it's okay to take the mask off and breathe. They're always grateful. And I'm back to hugging people. I don't know about you guys, but I am hugging people. I mean, I do ask some people, I really don't know their permission, but I'm hugging. If I was going to get sick by now, I would have got sick. God, please don't test me. You know, they haven't turned on 5G here. So, oh, I'm sorry. Where is here? For those of you who don't know, I live in Hawaii on the Big Island. And that's why our death rate, we haven't had a death rate, really. And I can't say they really can pin it to COVID-19 because everything they're pinning to COVID-19. But, you know, out of 650 people, maybe 10 people died, they said, from that. But who knows for real? Oh, no, that's not true. They said most, I think only one person did. Everybody else recovered. So please, you know, breathe the air, hug people again, enjoy them. Don't let the mask censor you, okay? All right, now, did you get the paper? Did I talk long enough for you to get the chants? Okay, so the chants are really easy. We're going to do each chant three times. And the basic chant is, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And we say that three times, and then we're going to keep tweaking it, okay? If you're going to do this, you know, hold a crystal. It's going to amplify what you do. And, you know, I'm in my crystal store, and I am going to move out of the way. Sorry. And see my big crystal, my big smoky quartz, Elestial. It's over 1,000 pounds. the largest crystal in Hawaii. And then I have my other crystal over here. Oh, there we go. Sorry for the awkward. I can't figure out how to turn this thing up backwards on Skype. So you have to bear with me. People that can actually see visual on YouTube live. All right. So point is, there's a lot of crystal energy here to amplify what we do. So while we're doing this, use the power of the spoken word. Scream it out if you have to. The more energy you put into it, the quicker things are going to manifest. All right. And I am going to call in all the deities that are hanging out at my store and invite them in to help us amplify our energy work. So I will be turning the phone around, the camera around, because it won't go backwards for me. And really, you know, focus on some of the deities while we chant. All right? Are we ready? All right. So let's start with Krishna. Okay. All right. The first chant, number one, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Number two, may divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. Number three, may divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. Number four. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. Number five, may divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. Divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. Number six, may divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. Number seven, may divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. Number 8, may divine enlightenment descend on all military personnel now. May divine enlightenment descend on all military personnel now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all military personnel now. May divine enlightenment descend on all military personnel now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all military personnel now. May divine enlightenment descend on all military personnel now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all military personnel now. 9, may divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. Number 10, may divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. 11, may divine enlightenment descend down upon all people who suffer from depression and mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all people who suffer from depression, mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment descend down upon all people who suffer from depression and all mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all people who suffer from depression and mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment descend on all evangelicals now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all evangelicals now. Number 13. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. Number 14. May divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our cities now. May divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our cities now. May divine enlightenment descend on our cities now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our cities now. Number 15, may divine enlightenment descend on our states now. May divine enlightenment descend on our states now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our states now. May divine enlightenment descend on our states now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our states now. May divine enlightenment descend on our states now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our states now. Number 16, may divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now.
May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. All right, I'm just going to move back to the, that's good. It is water break time, if you don't mind. I did say bring water, right? Okay. So we are on number 17. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. Number 18, may divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions. May divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions now. 19. Oh, I know you're going to love this one, guys. May divine enlightenment descend on Trump and all his family members. And you can't say, I don't keep trying, okay? But you don't have to say all that. All right. So may divine enlightenment descend on Donald Trump and all his family members now. May divine enlightenment descend on Donald Trump and all his family members now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Trump and all his family members now. May divine enlightenment descend on Trump and all his family members now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Trump and all his family members now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on Trump and all his family members now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Trump and all his family members now. Number 20, may divine enlightenment descend and anchor to this timeline. Crystal Ann. All right, may divine enlightenment descend and anchor to this timeline. May divine enlightenment descend and awaken into everything in this timeline. May divine enlightenment descend into this timeline. May divine enlightenment awaken everyone that's currently on this timeline. One more. May divine enlightenment descend and anchor to this timeline. May divine enlightenment awaken within everything that's part of this timeline. 21. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone practicing Satanism. I know, that's a fun one. We're going to sit down now. Okay. All right. So I'm also going to hold the crystal. So may divine enlightenment descend on everyone practicing Satanism now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone practicing Satanism now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone practicing Satanism now.
May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone practicing Satanism now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone practicing Satanism now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone and awaken with everyone practicing Satanism now. Number 22, may divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. 23, may divine enlightenment descend on all gangs now. May divine enlightenment descend on all gangs now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all gangs now. May divine enlightenment descend on all gangs now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all gangs now. May divine enlightenment descend on all gangs now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all gangs now. Number 24, may divine enlightenment descend on all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone in Washington, D.C. now. And we can't forget the ocean. May divine enlightenment, well, the water elemental. May divine enlightenment descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. Actually, we're going to say divine enlightenment and healing. May divine enlightenment and healing descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. May divine healing and enlightenment awaken within the water elemental and all sea life now. May divine enlightenment descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the water elemental and all sea life now. May divine enlightenment descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. May they receive divine healing. May divine enlightenment and healing awaken within the water elemental and all sea life now. And the last one, may divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all life forms now. So let's take a deep breath and just release all that energy out into the airwaves. So let's do another bubble. We're going to do a bubble of light this time. And this is for all the light workers, and this includes you guys, okay? All right, so we're going to create another bubble of light. We're going to put in all the light workers, all the people that are out there protesting, all the people that are standing up for kids, for immigrants, for the earth. Your grandma, she's a good person. See her in this bubble. I'm going to call to Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, to come forth and remove all obstacles that's in everyone's way, that's keeping you from moving forward. And as the obstacles are removed, all the doors open. And it doesn't matter which door you enter, because they're all good. And you have forward movement. See everyone filling up with so much light that they're now magnets for everything they need, people to work with, their divine mates. You're filling up with so much light, it's just drawing divine abundance to them. So much that they have enough to live a comfortable life, pay their bills, do their missions, and have enough to share. So we're going to call to everyone's higher self and ask everyone's higher self to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And it starts manifesting in your body now and amplified. We're going to call to your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for all your spiritual gifts and all your gifts you've come into this lifetime with. And that you magnetize and draw to you everything you need to develop those gifts for free. And now I ask your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for divine abundance. And see that activated in your body. Now allow all this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. And now we're going to send energy to everyone's heart in this bubble, and let this be a recharging energy and protective and healing. And more of this light energy will go into their bodies wherever they need it to help them heal themselves. And we're going to ask then any overlay, any dark magical overlay that's around any light worker is removed, allowing everyone to reconnect to the Creator, to become an awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now fill everyone up with joy. And let everyone be given their divine missions, how they're going to fulfill them, and the energy to fulfill them. All right, let's fill that little bubble of light up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so we have time left, and I thought I would slip in a curse removal. Since you are in this really high state, we can go higher. All right. Okay. So sit up straight, put your hands in your lap because you're going to receive, and take some gentle deep breaths. Exhale out everything that no longer serves you. Whatever is left in your body, it goes through the violet flame back to God. You fill up with your divine essence. And do that until I tell you to stop. So around each one of you, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I'm going to seal you in the pink flame of love. And I'm going to call to all your teachers, guides, masters, angels, cosmic beings that aren't here yet, and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more gentle breath. Exhale out anything left in your body that doesn't serve you. Feel yourself reconnect to the Creator. And allow all that incredible high energy come pouring into your crown chakra. Feel it flow all the way down your legs, out your feet into the earth, down your arms, out your hands, your spine. Feel it flow through your hair. Feel yourself totally consumed in this light. And just breathe normal. So now I want you to imagine this incredible divine energy coming down from God, coming into the top of your head, your crown chakra, and allow that energy to flow through your brain. As it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator, and you become an even more awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now let that energy flow out your third eye. Feel it come out of your throat chakra. And now your heart. Feel it come out of your solar plexus. Your belly button. Your sacral chakra, which is right below your belly button. And now your root chakra. Allow again this energy to flow down your arms, out your hands, down your legs, out your feet into the earth, down your spine. And take one more gentle breath and exhale out anything left that might be in your body that no longer serves you. And as you exhale, it goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And breathe normal. I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. Whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance out of your body, in your life, or your body, mind, and soul today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you keep filling up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own, clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And this ties to all that elementals are cut. We call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We fill them up with love, reconnect them to the Creator, and we command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth and remove any energy implants that could have been done to you, or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts your way. So I want the stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, angel light energy to heal, We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently peeled off of you, like an onion skin that no longer serves you, we send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, dark thoughts, or just dark energy sent your way, and we're going to ask them to stop, step forward in the light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, the energy stays contained in the bubble of mirror. And we're going to add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute any of their dark energy so they have no forward movement. The bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. And now, again, I'm going to call to your higher self and ask your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. Allow it to manifest in your body. And in your mind's eye, see you in perfect health. And now I'm going to ask your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for all your gifts that you came into this lifetime with and magnetize to you all the opportunities you need to develop them, all the teachers, and let it either be a trade or for free. And I again call to your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. Oh, I did that one, didn't I? Well, I guess you needed perfect health again. But also we're going to add on divine abundance. And see yourself drawing to you everything you need to fulfill your divine missions, live a comfortable life, and have more than enough to help others. Allow all this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, feel yourself now coming back into body. And, you know, if you don't have your feet flat on the floor, I'm going to ask that you put your feet flat on the floor. And I'm going to call to the earth energy to come up your feet. And as the earth energy comes up your legs higher, feel yourself ground and pulling back into body. And with every breath, feel yourself becoming centered. Your energies pull in even more, grounding yourself even more. Now let the earth energy come up even higher. Feel yourself grounding even more, and you're more clear-headed. Answers come easily to you. All right. Ooh. So if you are still high or spacey, and I don't mean pot high, I mean energy spacey high, which you should be, because we did a lot of energy work tonight on many ways. And when you have this large of an audience and we all come together in agreement, and, you know, even if you didn't actually chant, you send an energy. That's powerful, guys. And that's all gone out on the airwaves, which is awesome. But getting back to being high and grounded, So if you're still lightheaded, and if you have the stone called hematite, which is this little shiny gray stone, it'll help you ground if you just hold it. It pulls you back in body. Lodestone will do that. If you don't have it, you might want to take your shoes off and go walk outside a little bit if you're in a good area that's clean. Find a tree, put your hands on the tree, and allow all your excess energy going into the tree. And then ask the tree to send you energy back, and you will ground. It's really that simple. Matter of fact, if you have something happen that upsets you, get angry at the kids for whatever, walk away and put that anger into the tree. The tree doesn't know whether it's positive or negative. It just feels the energy. So you're giving the tree an energy boost, and then just ask the tree to send you energy back, and boom, you're ground back in body, you're calm, you can think of again. Simple. Or eat a little bit. That'll help you ground. Taking a nice bath, that will help you pull back in body. I really recommend grounding, because I've had people that have done this and write into me and just say, you know, I couldn't sleep all night. Got a lot done though, because they cleaned the house. Trade-offs. Mark your calendars, guys, if you haven't yet. 4th of July. This 4th of July, 3 o'clock Hawaiian time, 6 o'clock Pacific time, and 9 o'clock Eastern time, we're all going to get together. And as one, we're going to do another quantum leap and do some chants and pull in enlightenment. So if things work out well, we'll be doing it on air on the radio show that day. Definitely on Facebook and YouTube. We'll be on there. We'll go live on that, you know, and as different modalities as we can for free. So if you do tune in, you know, put your Instagram on and, you know, tape it, send it out. Are you talking about enlightenment and divine enlightenment and quantum leap? People need to hear this stuff. You know, people are looking for an alternative. So let's give it to them. It's enlightenment. I mean, really, what's our two choices? We don't. It's enlightenment or New World Order Nazis, cancel, clear, delete. No. It's our destiny to go into enlightenment. 25,000 years of peace. That's almost orgasmic. You know what I mean? But God didn't say that we didn't have to work for it, but it's happening. So we're going to keep everything snowballing, and we're going to keep the energy work going now through the 4th of July and, of course, beyond. But a lot more than we, you know, if you want to do more energy work, tune into my Facebook page, Kathy Bilski. How easy is that? Or Kathy's Angel Light Crystals Miracles and Joy, my store, or Catherine Bilski, which is my real name. And, you know, let's connect. If you want me to add something to the chants, then write me. I will. You know, we have time for more chants. That's not a problem. So write to me on Facebook or my website, Angel Light Om, www.angelitom.com. And, you know, we'll connect and I'll add it. If you want a copy, ask. I'll send you a copy. If you want a hard copy, I'll send you a hard copy. You know, you can put it on your refrigerator. Write some of the chants down that you like. Put it on the refrigerator so every time you see it, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on Nazis now. Take your pick. Put it on there. Keep up the energy work. And I do energy work. I try to at least twice a week on Facebook Live and get everybody to participate. You know, this is spiritual overtime. Light is moving forward. And that means we have got to make a little bit of extra effort. I mean, come on, guys. If we can make effort from now to the 4th of July, which isn't really a long time, to really propel and quantum leap the world into enlightenment, aren't you ready to make it, put in a little bit of effort? I'm sure you are, because you're listening to my show, which I really, really appreciate. So keep up the light work. If anybody needs any energy work, you can also contact me in all those modalities, Facebook, or come into my store. Oh, right. Nobody's traveling. Well, you know, you can Skype me and I can take you on a reality tour of the store. But I also do energy work online. Okay. Curse removals, soul retrieval, and that's taking back all your energy that you've given away or people have taken from you with or without your permission from all your incarnations. I do a major curse removal, remove parental overlay, and do takes about an hour. That I do by donation. And that's on you. That's a donation. I sell really cool angel light tools that, you know, my massage tools. Really quick release of stress and pain in minutes. And they glow in the dark. So I have all kinds of really cool things in my store and healing tools, and I do the energy work. I'm a one-stop spiritual shop. So, wow, that's the end of the show. It did go by fast. Keep up the energy work, guys. And, you know, when you're watching TV, and you see the protesters, send them energy. You know, that's their mission. They're doing their mission. You're doing yours, I'm sure. But send them energy. The more the merrier. Send energy out to the spiritual warriors so they really awaken if they haven't already. We need more. There's something in the mass. That's all I can say. All right, guys. Well, have a wonderful weekend. Be very safe. And thank you in every other country on the planet for supporting all the protesters here in the United States. You are helping the planet's energies raise to become more of an enlightened planet. So let's keep it snowballing. This is an exciting time. On that note, I'm going to say good night, aloha, and catch you next week. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leaf Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio, June 6, 2020, full moon. All right, good night.
summertime is still fun time, and your Family Fun headquarters is Waterville, USA, with the Gulf Coast's largest lineup of amusement park and water park attractions, including miles of water slides, a lazy river, the wave pool, flow rider, shrimp boat village, Wawa World, and more. We are welcoming guests with social distancing policies and additional safety protocols throughout the parks to make sure everyone has a great experience. Visit Waterville, USA today, 906 Gulf Shores Parkway, watervilleusa.com.